swinging in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll-free 1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
And welcome to Paranormal Investigator Radio. I am one of your hosts. My name is Steve Roscoe. We are coming to you live from downtown Rome, New York, from DePaulo's, where our studios are. And we are actually in the middle of a snowstorm here. And I have two of my buddies here with me tonight. Guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm Mike Perillo.
Am I really your buddy?
Well, you know.
That's how Cable Guy ended, you know.
I'm Peter Leonard.
Steve's buddy.
Steve's buddy. I guess me and you aren't buddies.
We're buddies.
You're buddies. You're on the buddy system.
We're on the buddy.
Buddy.
Absolutely.
Buddy. Don't call me buddy.
And if you would
your buddy guy.
And if you would please give us a call this evening, we would like to hear from you.
We're going to rip it up tonight.
Yes, we are.
Rip it up, spit it out, tear it out, whatever. We're going to do something with it.
Make sure it just happens.
Oh, sorry.
That's really all I had for the show, so we're going to wing it from here, I guess.
All right, it's time to wing it. 5 seconds into the show, and that's why we need your help.
Consider
give us a call.
Consider it tore up.
So should we give them the surprise off the bat or make them wait for it a little?
Make them wait.
The surprise, and this might get you to call up all your friends and start listening to us so we can get up to maybe 30 listeners tonight, is during the last broadcast, if you remember, we had some kind of paranormal activity happening here at the office. We thought we heard something over the microphones. Well, we went back into the archives of the show last week. We pulled it out, and did we find something?
Lo and behold, there it was.
There is a voice.
I don't think we found something. We found someone.
Yep.
We're pretty sure we know what it says. We don't know why it said it, but
but pretty much what it said, yeah.
Oh, let's just go with that right off the bat.
Okay.
I'm like a kid in a candy. We were just talking about Christmas, and here I am. It's like we got a present, and I got to rip that baby open. Like, just here I am.
Do you want to set it up for us?
Didn't we just do that?
Well, not really. Go ahead. And we were doing the show, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
It's a show 2 weeks ago on a dark and stormy
night. And thunder exploded, a shot rang out, a woman cried.
Me, Pete, Mike, and Larry were sitting here.
And the Irish car bomb himself.
And we were talking about stuff.
I think it was the car bomb that made it happen.
And then all of a sudden we heard a few things. Okay, Pete, take it from there.
But before we play that clip, then afterwards we did an impromptu investigation of the building. And we were attacked by a roll of toilet paper.
Yes.
True story. We'd each use the toilet, but when I went to go use it again, all of a sudden in the doorway standing there was a roll of toilet paper. Okay. Not like it rolled off
and
the
it
roll.
Wasn't, or, no, there, yeah.
It's in those enclosed containers, you know, the type where you can't even get the toilet paper off when you need to get it off to finish your business.
And it was standing on end.
And it was standing upright, yes. Like in the middle of the doorway, directly in the middle of the doorway. I believe Larry at that point during the investigation saw a standing apparition in the bathroom.
Yes.
We could see the shadow movement in there. Did you see something too, Mike? I don't remember. I get hit in the head a lot.
Yes. Same area. Except actually I had seen what caused me to, I don't want to say question, but at least was I seen someone, but it was the reflection. I was looking in the mirror above the bar and you can see someone in the doorway. You know how it's kind of angled.
Mm-hmm. And the feelings, the shadows moving, and at one point there was also a small wooden keg that was on the bar that moved.
That moved of its own volition.
So we have something quite powerful that's able to move objects. I mean, granted, toilet paper isn't heavy, but that's not something you really encounter. This evening before the show, we put an empty coffee cup and a piece of candy on the bathroom sink to see if we can get it to move. Yeah. You ate it, didn't you?
No.
I was
going to
say that.
I almost did.
I was going to say
good
that.
Thing you, good
Snickers
thing you,
bar.
Good thing you mentioned, like, I didn't know. Nobody told me till you mentioned it's a candy. Or I walked in and I'm like, oh, a Snickers bar. But when I was sitting there, I don't think there was a cup. Was the cup near the Snickers bar?
It was on the floor.
The cup?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if I saw a cup.
It was clear, so maybe it just...
Maybe I just... Yeah, I mean, I wasn't looking for it because I didn't know it was there, but...
Either that or it's missing. Or Candy picked it up and threw it out, wondering why it was on the floor. Maybe she ate the Snickers bar, too.
The Snickers bar.
Because remember, we told her about the Snickers bar, she wouldn't eat it, so...
So if there's any spirits here...
The Snickers bar is still there. I can bear.
If there are any spirits here with us tonight and you'd like to communicate with us, you know you do have the medium now, just talk into the microphones.
Or go have a snack.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Peter. What's your name? Okay, so we're going to give you a quick play of this clip here. Let me see what it sounds like the first time. This is like about a minute worth of activity. You're going to hear the car bomb talking. And let's see how loud this is.
Someone just...
Did you hear that? We kind of do
Wait,
our radio
Steve.
Show from a very strange place. Yeah, I heard that too.
This is the first time we get paranormal.
Was it? Is it in the recording? Is what I'm wondering. Is there a spot?
Because there's background noise on this.
Walk.
Now to the trained ear, did anybody out there? Did you hear it? Let's play the unadulterated clip one more time for you.
Walking through walls and things like that, and someone just.
What was that?
Did you hear that? We kind of do Wait, our radio Steve. Show from a very strange place. Yeah, I heard that too.
This is the first time we get paranormal.
Was it? Is it in the recording? Is what I'm wondering. Is there a spot?
Because there's background noise on this.
Walk.
Thoughts?
I kind of still think it kind of maybe saying. Why something.
So you heard something in there.
Oh, absolutely.
I actually heard more in that clip than I did last time we listened to it.
The unadulterated, huh?
Like towards the very beginning of the clip, I thought I heard laughing.
Was it a woman? I missed that on the headphones before I heard that.
Uh-huh.
When we initially said, did you hear that?
It's either a woman or like a higher pitched.
Yep. You know what? It was somebody laughing. I remember that because...
And then you could hear the squeak that I mentioned later. Which I heard it like a high pitch, like, and then you guys heard something else because you can hear me later saying, like, was it a?
So let's analyze this again. You're listening to something real that we captured. This was not the music playing in the background because you can hear the music until I shut it off. So we'll play that clip again and pay close attention to, yes, the woman he kind of thing. And then you will hear a gentleman later on say, we think the word was why.
Mm-hmm. Walking through walls and things like that, and someone just...
There was the lady.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Did you hear that? We kind of do our radio Steve. Show from a very strange place.
That's the music.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Okay, that was the music. Okay.
And there was the why.
First time we get
was it? Is it in the record?
Maybe why you or something.
So here it is, just that clip of the why.
Yeah.
One more time. And you can hear it has that breathy,
yes.
unattached type of why. That deep.
Yeah.
Almost said something horrible. That deep voice that just penetrates your vocal
center.
So let's give it one more play for them. And if you'd like to call in and talk about this, definitely call in, because this is what we actually get when we do investigations at homes. Mm-hmm. But let me just we boosted the audio on this and tried to amplify it just a bit. And you can hear they came in right after I killed the audio.
Actually, now it really does sound like it's saying, why you?
So it could be an Italian-American go, why you dirty? No. Use guy. No.
Be why you, why is use?
Why you? It's not Rocky over here.
Adrian.
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 So was that exciting? You heard that here on Paranormal Investigator Radio.
But we actually heard it live. We heard the lady laughing because that was the first thing we heard.
Let me give them the call in number just in case they're curious.
Yes.
Phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll free 1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
See, and you didn't think we actually investigated the paranormal, did you? You thought we just played around. But that was a test. That's a little taste of what actually happens out in the field. That's what we don't get paid to do. That's pick up.
In many
analyze.
Ways, we pay to do that.
Yes. Maybe I should run this without the music, just in case something's in the background.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Now that I think of it. But a lot of people say, you know, you live the dream, you're doing this. And it's, well, that's a lot of what it is actually just sitting in empty buildings, mm-hmm. freezing your tchotchkes off. And you get this
really
one
is.
Little clip for less than a half second that gets you all excited.
Well, that actually goes through a lot of it. Also, is kind of luck of timing.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Nobody ever would have caught that. We weren't investigating. We just happened to be.
The powerful microphones here are actually
super
picked
mics
up.
We need to start bringing these on our investigations.
Like I said before, when we go do client consultations, we could your house could be doing something every night. But when we come, nothing happens. And what's really bums for us is if we go to a place and nothing happens whatsoever, and then we go through all the evidence on our equipment, what we have on our recorders or in our video, and we catch nothing, then it really makes it for a bad night. Because believe it or not, we actually sit around and, when we do the reviews on our equipment, hoping to get something. That's almost like Christmas opening up a package for us.
Now, I'm sure you got a lot of people out there listening to that. I didn't hear anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's sure. possible. Everybody's hearing is different. Mm-hmm. Like these, like Mike and Steve are here saying that they've been hearing why you, and this has pretty much been like since 5 o'clock tonight. And I'm like, I only hear why.
I'll be honest.
But that's my ears.
Actually, the more you play it, the more I only hear why now. Like when you first played it, I heard effort. But now it almost sounds like it just says why. It almost just like stressing.
See, I'm the exact
opposite.
The
end of it, rather than saying why you, it's just like why.
See, I'm the exact opposite. The more he plays, especially that last time he played it, I can actually hear the you now. Why?
See, I kind of lost the you as the more I listened to it, which was weird.
No, you know what a RIP team meeting is like. We'll come in with these clips and just go at it for hours. And again, it's like a half a second clip that we spend hours on arguing over sometime. Is that definitive proof that the paranormal exists? No. But it's pretty interesting to explain where did that come from. Did it come from outside? No, because we have windows in front of us. And usually we do make comments when somebody's near the window.
Yeah.
But
some of Rome's finest. Absolutely.
Like it's pretty clear out there right now.
Cold.
But I am surprised that the sound in here that it doesn't
acoustics,
actually pick up the cars out front.
No, it doesn't.
Believe it or not.
Well, only on occasion you're allowed ones or motorcycles. Seems to pick up.
Because there have been investigations where we've had to scrap the audio because that's all you hear are the cars from the road outside.
Yep.
And it sounds like actually, sound just like that.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So actually, we do pick it up. We don't hear it through the music.
No muffler.
Again, if anybody who's a non-corporeal entity that's in the building with us right now, can you please come and say hello?
An Astro-American?
real stuff. That was permanent.
We're interested because during that show, you asked us why. Why what?
And of course.
And then this led to Steve and Mike earlier singing Why Do Fools Fall in Love for about 22 minutes as I was nearly in tears. Which I don't think we can sing because of copyright laws.
I've got another song for us next.
We can sing Why Do Morons Have Feelings?
Because of nerve endings? I don't know. So Steve and I were on WKAL 1450 AM a few weeks ago. And they brought up the interesting point to Steve. They're like, if we bring you into court and we sit you down, can you prove the paranormal?
Well, my answer to that was Mr. Welts, and he's a great guy. He seems to be really into this, and he asked me exactly that question. And I said, well, I says, maybe. I says, but we do have enough evidence to maybe make you think. What was that? And if it's not what it appears to be, what the hell is it?
Every skeptic is a believer who just hasn't had that one experience yet.
That's my thing right there. If it's not what it appears to be, what is it? I know a lot of people have their own theories on what it is. And, you know, a lot of really hardcore church people say, well, you know, you're talking to demons or what have you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's the case either. But if that's not definitive proof, of course not.
Truly spoken by people who've never been in Walmart on Black Friday.
And we've also gone through the definitive proof thing. If we get definitive proof positive, and if it's too good, then we're going to be knocked for that too, or if it's really bad, we're going to be knocked for that. You know, with
presenting evidence is like a lose situation.
Hard. It's hard. Absolutely.
That's why I guess right. Well, it's not actual. We don't call it evidence. It's our findings.
Findings.
It just prevents the arguments down the road. It's we know what we got. We know what we did. We're not out there trying to scam or fool anybody. Yeah. I mean,
can we in a court of law say what it is? No, of course not. But you know what? We have enough findings. You like that? I actually said a bit of evidence.
There you go.
To make you think.
The big debunker thing now is they're talking a lot about infrasound, and I better start reading up on that because I'll be honest, I have really no idea what the concept is, mm-hmm. other than
something Stanley
something
would
scientific
use to make up
that they're trying to explain away EVPs with that you're just picking up sounds from outside on a different frequency. It has nothing to do with what's going on in your location. You're picking, so it's maybe like the apartment building across the street. You're picking up something on that frequency.
So
people talking.
What's the excuse for what our teammates picked up at the Halbert House with that little girl saying, help me?
Well, you know what we always say, when coincidence becomes commonplace, it's not a coincidence anymore. When you ask a question and you get a direct answer, I always say mathematically the probability of that, it has to be beyond our solar system as far as odds, because what was that? No. But I'm reminded of one of our friends there, Stacy Jones. She had one of the world's greatest EVPs. I mean, there was a lot of infighting over that. I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to hear it from that hotel that she did.
I don't believe so.
I forgot how long the EVP went on. It was minutes that they captured it. And it was actually this guy raping a woman. That actually happened at that location, but they were still alive. And it only happened like 5 or 10 years or something like that before they did the investigation.
So it's like a psychic imprint rather than...
And she brought that and had it investigated by the frequencies and stuff. That it was captured on a frequency that only NASA and some other government agency used. It was something like 4,500, what is it, hertz or megahertz? Mm-hmm, it was broadcasting on a range that nobody can broadcast on. It's a restricted airspace type of. So it's making you wonder, and it's like, where did that come from? It fits with the location. I mean, you can try to debunk it, but
yeah.
I don't know if it's on YouTube anymore. She used to have it on YouTube, and there was a video that went with it. It was a whole scary event that went with it.
Hmm.
If you guys ever get a chance to meet her, that's definitely one thing to talk to her about, because that was like one of the crowning things of her career, which was worth it. I mean, that was...
Sure.
And that just goes to show it doesn't always have to be 1,000 years old to be active.
No.
And speaking of active, to the idiots who burned down the church doing a paranormal investigation over the weekend, this crap really needs to stop.
So let me ask you this question. The morons that actually did that, were they invited to do it, or did they break into the church?
You know, I seen it on the Facebooks, and I couldn't find the story tonight because I wanted to talk about it, because during the summer, there was that group of people that were doing the investigation at that plantation. Nothing was going on, so out come the pipe and start smoking pot. And the next thing you know, this historic plantation burned to the ground.
I remember that.
And you wonder why it's so hard for us to get called into a place when I say, "Hi, I'm Pete. Can we help you?"
Click.
Go to hell.
You burning down
already
my,
in it. You
burning down my house.
But it is.
I work for the government. I'm already in it, lady. Believe me.
Those few morons actually make our jobs harder. Just a lot harder.
Another case of the few ruining it for the many.
Yes. Yes.
Which you can see all over the place in the news today.
I mean, I understand, you know. Did you think burning the building is going to make the ghost come out?
Well, those poor lighting.
Let's set it on fire. We got it cornered. It's not going anywhere. Hurry up, Joe. Get the kerosene.
It was poor lighting. They needed more light.
Worst case, we could always put it out with the holy water. Only need a little handful.
I just am amazed at, you know, some people. I don't know.
These people. And they did a investigation. When did you guys do it, Mike? Last week?
Yes, Tuesday before. When, yeah, Thanksgiving was Thursday, so it's Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
I don't think Rich and Jen have told you. They've gotten some actually really good EVPs. You on that? Or
I've seen the messages.
So I haven't heard them yet, but they got some EVPs. Oh, again, really? 90% of what we get, 95 most likely, is always
more than 95. Rich supposedly got some really good ones.
He said again on the Frank's box, it was calling my name, which is always an interesting thing. I don't know what his Frank's box wants with me.
Secret.
I'm married.
Lovers.
Candy's going to get jealous.
Pete, celebrities are never supposed to reveal they're married. What it did to John Lennon.
Shot in the back, very sad. That was a movie line. I can't admit that. I'm just searching the Facebooks here, but I'll probably never find it, because you know how it is on there. If you don't actually save it to your page, you'll never see it again.
No, it just
disappears. Though you've only scrolled up not even a little. Nothing really going on in the paranormal world. We're getting ready for the three ghosts to come, the big entrance there.
The Nina, Christmas the Pinter, past, and the Santa Maria.
Past, present, and future. Ghost of Christmas Present always scared the crap hell out of me. Especially in the George C. Scott version of the Charles Dickens.
Oh, yeah, with the weird kids under his robe. Yeah,
the George C. Scott one was pretty good.
No, he was supposed to be Jesus, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh, was he really?
He always looked like Santa Claus. He never had white, buddy. Oh, yeah, big beard.
Oh, really?
I think that's what he was based. One of them was supposed to be Jesus. I don't think it was the Ghost of Past.
Well, Past was the girl, right? Past was like the girl, if I remember correctly.
And we all remember her correctly. How many times have we all struck out? No.
Yeah, and then present.
I mean, Death was the future. That's always.
Present was, he was the big burly guy who had lots of presents and food, but then those weird, like, famished skeletal kid, like.
I know. What was the deal? Yeah, you kids out there, look, I'm going to go on one of these rants. You kids don't know how good you have it out. You got your video games and your Walking Deads and your.
We had Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
That's right. We had to watch movies. We watched Poltergeist. That messed me up for life. For life.
Just
not
clown.
Even the Exorcist, the Poltergeist.
Just a clown sitting in the chair. It never did anything. It just sat in a chair, but the camera kept focusing on it to the point where it terrified
you. You expected it to do something.
And all it did was like fall on the floor.
Thank God no parents name their kids Carol Ann anymore, because I wouldn't even...
Carol Ann.
Come into the light.
Ain't going anywhere in the light.
No. And that didn't that movie have a host of rather peculiar
quirks
and incidents?
There's all sorts of weird... Like, the girl died, like...
Carol Ann died of pneumonia, some kind of disease. Yeah, not pneumonia, but some kind of disease.
What was it?
The older daughter got murdered.
Craig T. Nelson's career.
Actually, he went on to be coach, and he played Mannion in the district. Played Police Commissioner Mannion.
The older lady there, she was based the on, little, the what's her lady? Name there? The Conjuring. Oh, my God, I can't think of her name.
Warren?
Lorraine Warren. Lorraine Warren, yeah.
This house is clean. I've never eaten Jell-O after that because of that. Jell-O was ruined forever for Poltergeist.
I'll never eat the worm in the bottom of a bottle of tequila because of Poltergeist.
It's like there's just so much that we've had scared through life. It's like even cartoons were violent. I mean, we had a mouse killing a cat.
How many times did Daffy Duck get shot in the face and his beak just...
I've eaten a lot of spinach. My muscle never popped up, and I never ripped somebody's head off with a punch. But I mean, these kids. And you get bored, and you go burn down historic locations.
Nice going.
To quote a television commercial from a few years ago, when I was a kid, I played with a stick. A stick.
I did all the time. Sticks were, they were guns, they were swords.
And we used our imagination.
Yep.
Nowadays, kids don't use their imagination.
The television remote was a gun. You could get that little square thing right in there.
No, actually, my television remote was one of those phasers from Star Trek.
Well, you remember the original remotes, which were the big square box with the 12 buttons.
Yep. Yep.
And like 40-foot cord wound up next to the...
What that has to do with paranormal, I don't know. I lost my train of thought once I said Poltergeist. But I was hoping the two guys would have jumped in with something. But
you brought up Nightmare, or not Nightmare Before Christmas. You brought up Night Before Christmas. And
I've never seen the Nightmare Before Christmas.
We were talking about the Christmas Carol there. Yes. But you know, we actually did have the golden era. I mean, we had Freddy Krueger. We had Michael Myers. We had that
Jason
other guy,
Voorhees.
Jason.
Yeah.
Everything kind of came out of...
The Chuck Sustains Law makes a class.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Is that the one with Jessica Biel?
Well, the remake had Jessica Biel.
Yeah, the remake was pretty good.
Not the A-Team. Yes, I went there.
As long as Larry's not here to bring up the remake of RoboCop again.
Okay, Larry would have made a perfect Murdoch. I don't care what you say. If there's one person who can pull off Murdoch, and I'm telling you, Hollywood casting agents out there, you need to come get Larry O'Grady.
You need to find the car bomb.
I love it when a plane comes together.
He's crazy in a level that you can't even write crazy. Just let him go. Just feed him. What does he drink? I don't even remember what he drinks. Just give him that green stuff. Let him go, and you'll be... Yeah, I'm still scrolling on the Facebook. I can't find anything here.
If you weren't looking for it, it would be everywhere.
Oh, yes.
I got to start writing these things down. I got to take the show more seriously.
So they went in and they actually, nothing was happening, so they decided to light up a few joints and
it'd be easier to Google it.
Did they mean to do this, or was this purely by accident? Or
was it
that I don't know, so I won't condemn them yet.
Yes.
Pete, was it a church?
Yes.
And my other question is, like I said before, is were they invited to do an investigation there, or did they break in to do the investigation?
I don't know, Steve. I can't find... No. No, there's... I just saw something. What was that?
But that's what my question would be. I have no idea.
So have you all been following? Was it true that the gentleman there, what's his name, Nick, left Ghost Adventures? I don't know if that was a confirmed truism.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I heard that was just
another rumor.
Publicity stunner.
They said that the house that Zach bought broke them all apart. There's also something about Ryan Beal in the Paranormal News. I don't remember what that was either. Like, I really do need to start writing this down. Both Steve and Mike are frantically looking for the burnt church. If somebody knows about the burnt church or would like to ask us a question, please feel free to call in.
Well, I don't know.
New technology you would like us to review. Team updates, event updates, or if you would like to be a guest on our show, email us at submit@paranormalinvestigatorradio.com.
That's a very interesting good point. Well, that was the worst grammar I think I've ever used it.
Used it?
I don't know, Pete.
Wow, that was pretty awfulated. But starting in the new year, I've been talking to Rich, and Rich has been talking to a few people. We want to start integrating guests back on the show, real call-in guests. If you have a team out there and you'd like to be featured, please email us. We'll talk the specific details, and if you meet our rigid criteria,
yeah,
we'll put you on the show.
Or if you just listen
to
the show.
You can live up to our high standards.
Or if you just listen to the show and have an idea for a topic, give us on our Facebook page and let us know what it is. And we'll be glad to look the information up for you and have it on our show.
Our criteria pretty much is quite simple. We just ask you if you believe in orbs or not, and that your answer will depend on whether or not you're on the air. So if you choose wisely, for the false answer will take that opportunity away from you.
Oh, I like that.
That was from The Last Crusade, Indiana Jones, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If you choose wisely.
You have chosen poorly.
We might even want to have like some kind of contest in the new year. Like if you're in New York, you can have dinner with RIP. What do you think of that? It'll be the craziest night you've ever spent, especially with Mike over here.
We can have a bunch of little contests like that if you want.
This guy got us thrown out of Bob Evans down in nowhere, New York. I mean, all over the sky whale.
The sky whale.
You're having us. I was unfortunately missed that opportunity to get thrown out of Bob Evans.
No, I don't think that could ever be redone. I'm sure we can duplicate it, but that specific thing was just.
I would have got us kicked out of a much trendier establishment than Bob Evans. But Pete, when we were figuring out where to go for dinner, everyone's like, I don't know what I want. And the only solid way in was Pete's like, I want Bob Evans sausage.
That's right. I did say I wanted his sausage. That's pretty bad.
And then I'm pretty sure he did not get the sausage.
No, I ended up getting the turkey dinner, which was delicious.
Was it good?
I love turkey dinner.
The only reason we ended up at Bob Evans because Pete needed their sausage.
It was the cornbread and regular stuffing mix with a little veg in it, and then the potato and the gravy and the homemade bun biscuit thing. Oh, jeez, Lord. I wish I had that right now.
I know.
But yes, I was specific. I'm like, I want his sage sausage. They make a special sausage patty there. It's delicious.
So that's how we ended up at Bob Evans.
But yes, he's right. The way I originally said it was I wanted Bob Evans' sausage. Is not a way to start a conversation ever.
Well, what do you guys want to do for dinner? Well, anyone want pizza? Anyone want? I want Bob Evans' sausage.
I want to eat Bob Evans. Cannibals?
That was a great trip. We definitely need another Rip Road trip.
We're just not letting David pick the off-road extracurricular.
Yeah, maybe not so much. I mean, I didn't mind it. I sat in my truck and drank and smoked a cigar, which I probably shouldn't admit on the radio.
Like I said, the only way I was able to describe that trek down to the Eternal Flame was like the D-Day invasion, the 101st Airborne being scattered all over the woods. We just had people everywhere. I mean, they were just dropping out like flies. Like Jen got a little bit. I'm turning around. Candy went, did something, sat down, turned around, whatever. She got lost. And
Mona, good old Mona, got lost and had to be let out by like
two Asian ladies who didn't even know tourists. Who they were. Yeah. I thought they were you guys. No,
really?
No. No. We're just kidding, much more. But David, he kept going, just use the stairs, Pete. Just use the stairs. They're tree branches, David. They're not stairs. A root of a tree is not a stair. And sure, you know, you never think while you're going down. It's always the excitement. Oh, the flame's right around the corner. The flame's right around the corner. And then when you're looking up 700 feet, it's like, I got to climb all the way back up there.
Oh, boy.
I'm fat. That's not going to happen. I might be in problems here.
I was smart enough to know my limitations. And I had one really good cigar left to smoke, so.
You didn't see the eternal flame?
No. But, okay. The day had started out. That was also the day we went to Lilydale first. And by walking around Lilydale was such a disappointment. And from walking around Lilydale, my knee had started to hurt because, much like Pete, I'm a fat man. And I was only wearing, like, flip-flops. I was totally not equipped to be. I mean, I brought sneakers. I just wasn't wearing them. I was like too cool for footwear that weekend.
See, Lilydale had the ultimate scam figured out. I probably shouldn't call it a scam, but there's a gate fee. In order to get into this closed community, you got to pay a fee, which went up to $20 a person now. Before it was like $10 a carload.
And yes, that is per person. So if there's four people in your car.
Well, there goes the $20 I was going to buy stuff at the store.
But they will give you a pass where you don't have to pay the gate fee if you're going to one of the stores, but you have to leave within an hour.
You have to be in and out in 1 hour.
And the ticket is date stamped. However, the parking lot is 30 minutes walking time to any of the stores.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you got to drive.
So you get to the store, you literally have a minute and a half
pretty
to
much
look, grab, and go, and get back to the parking lot to get back to the gate before the
little. Wait.
Did you just hear that? Really, I swear.
Hello?
Is that a footstep?
Well, we'll be playing that audio back.
We'll be playing that audio back.
Wow.
Wow.
What did you hear? I heard a woman.
Yeah. Yep.
What if possibly was I heard something that sounded kind of like a...
Hey.
I originally heard something that sounded like a car going by when a car wasn't going by.
Mm-mm, there was no car going by.
Are you in the room with us? Could you please tell us your name?
It's Mike.
Yeah, that was me.
We're sorry. Mike is playing around. If you could please.
I didn't want to cough on the microphone.
Could you please tell us your name? Why are you in this building? Did you work here?
Was you a patron here?
Check that.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's the paranormal investigator. We heard something. You say, check that. So when we go back and play back the track of this, I thought I heard something way in the distance.
Oh, yeah, me too. And it was a woman. So tune in next week when our 2 weeks
tune in
from
next
now.
Week for our findings.
Yes, 2 weeks from now, actually, not next week.
Correct, 2 weeks.
That was very interesting. That's like the second.
Did you hear that?
That was a car.
That was a car, okay.
That,
a car.
That one was a, but yes, the other one sounded like a car, but there was no car. That's when I looked up and was like,
yeah, no, there was, no
there was
car.
Nothing on the screen.
Yep. Yeah.
Last chance, if you're with us, you're on BBS Radio. Ma'am, could you tell us your name, please? Footsteps.
I was about to say, did you hear that?
Can you knock on the door for us? I don't know if you actually heard it out there, but there was actually a faint knock.
Yes, there was.
There was like a thud.
Yep.
Wow. This is exciting. Steve's going on recon. Make sure you take your headphones off or you're going to...
Or we're going to crash.
He's going into the hallway. He's winding up. The door is closed.
And he's gone.
He's going to eat that Snickers bar, isn't he? Yeah, son of a
that's
gun.
That's exactly what he's going for.
I won't fight you for it. If you want it, you can have it. I don't really like them. Three Musketeers it might be on. So you're listening to live paranormal investigator radio with paranormal activity.
Literally live paranormal.
Is it cold out there, Steve? But that's cold not caused by paranormal. The paranormal. It's just the 10 degrees outside.
Well, we're no longer in the middle of a snowstorm, though, so that's...
Interestingly enough, let's toss that around for maybe like our last 10 minutes here. You guys, when you did the investigation here, well, when you guys are fooling around here.
We did investigation for a bit.
You said that there was a fear cage. Now,
yes.
A fear cage is believed to be a high level of EMF, which EMF can affect people. They can get nauseous. They could get sick. Extreme prolonged exposure can eventually lead to cancers and stuff like that.
Paranoid, doesn't it? Make you paranoid and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory is the way that paranormal television makes you believe is that it puts the blame on you. You're not actually experiencing paranormal activity, that your body creating it or you're reacting to the energy. We've always proposed for a while our own theory that, well, if it can do that to the living, could it be supercharging the spirit, in a sense? If they're using energy, like a lot of times we'll put the EMF pumps out mm-hmm. in a location and activity just goes crazy. Well, if this is direct hardwire current always pumping that energy out there, could it be the reverse? Could that actually be helping paranormal activity rather than could a fear be. Cage? I mean,
and actually, if let's say it was a draw for an entity, so your entity goes there to almost like feed off of it. If you wander over there with your equipment, you're not going to pick up what's over there. You're just going to pick up the high. You know what I mean?
Okay, call me crazy. I seen it in the window behind me.
There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. It was behind you.
I can tell you that.
Because I seen it out of the corner of my eye. No, I see it out of the corner of my eye.
Wow. Interesting. Maybe I'm a fear box. A fear box. Pete the fear box, Leonard.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's all the spirits keep asking for you because they're feeding off of you.
I know. I better close my pineal gland once and for all. The store is closed. Last call. Well, since you're in the room with us, could you please tell us your name? Did that say Pete?
No, I heard walking out there.
Yeah, I thought I heard something out there.
Yep.
Okay, something's causing reflection on my computer screen, and there's...
Wow. No, I of course, I don't see your computer screen, but...
That's...
Sure.
When I initially saw it in the window there. Hello, spiritual entity. You are on live Paranormal Investigator Radio. The whole world is listening. Please tell us your name.
Well, at least the two people that are listening. You know.
But it will be the world once it gets on Facebook.
Oh, sure.
So could you please tell us your name? More noises in the hall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was that a knock?
I think that was me.
Oh.
I thought it was a knock, too.
Slight.
Because I farted earlier, and neither one of you two said anything about the sound.
It wasn't like a real burp. It was like a...
I switched to these new fiber pills. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, the gas that it creates. Niagara Mohawk, I could tell you where to sink a well.
Ew.
Oh. Oh, hey. I'm full of it.
Ew, hey.
What a gas.
What a gas this guy is.
Oh. It's everywhere.
But you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, and this is actually the second show that we've had this happening, could it be the equipment actually that's helping this? It's a car.
I don't know.
I oftentimes wonder if our equipment's a detriment because you have all these places. Think about all the,
bless you.
All the places that have all the places that have activity, right? And then we go in there and we drudge in an ungodly amount of gear pouring out electricity, and we don't get anything over the course of a night.
I think also
even not to interrupt you, Steve, but even like how many times do we see stuff or witness things setting up or breaking down our equipment before our equipment goes active? And then you spend the whole night investigating, and especially like when we go crazy and set up the DVR and have 16 cameras run everywhere and wires everywhere. And
I also think some people are a detriment.
I agree with that as well. Some people are.
They try to, even though they're part of the group, I feel that some of our group members feel that they put a blinder up. So I don't really want to see anything strange or anything. So they're like a dampening field.
Well, I agree. And I think there's people, like I sometimes feel I'm that way. I personally don't go out of my way to disbelieve. But I think there's some people who, just as there are some people who are overly sensitive to it, there are some people that are overly resistant.
Yes.
So like I might want to believe all day, but if like where like Pete seems to be more sensitive than some of the people I know, where Pete's receptive to these things, me, no matter how much I want to be, just it's like throwing a rock at a wall.
Well, like I told you when we did the little mini investigation here last week, I sat here by myself for about a half hour. And before you guys got here, I heard the bathroom stalls opening and closing. And then I heard the footsteps like we did tonight in the hallway. And, of course, me, you know, being the investigator, I get up off my chair and I go to open the door. And as I hear the footsteps going through the hallway, there's nothing there. There's nobody out front. There's no one out back. So, you know, I don't know.
But yeah, I agree that there's some people who, by choice or not, are just not.
I think by choice, by a lot of it, I really do.
See, and I'm one of those, well, then I'm a weird case because, like I said, I think, especially after we did that investigation in Gloversville, and the psychic told me that I was killing the mood. They were getting a lot of hits on a Frank's box,
mm-hmm.
allegedly talking to one of the.
Is that when she was rude to you? I told you basically to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, she told me to get out because I was killing the mood. So she's a medium, I guess, but yeah, I think I'm just because it's we go places and everyone's like, oh, you feel that.
So let me ask you this question, and I've said this to groups that I've led on public investigations, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this. And a matter of fact, you heard me say this last week. You, myself, I can go into a room. I've been doing this a while, and ever since actually the Navy ships in Buffalo, this started happening because Pete was with me. Remember Pete?
Mm-hmm.
And since then, and matter of fact, I've heard Pete and I heard you talking then. It's like my eyes were opened up on that investigation, if you want to put it that way.
You were ready.
Have you ever gone into a room, one room, and then to another and felt the energy change? Can you feel that energy change?
I plead the fifth. No, not as much as I have. I've had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, like, actually, I've had it here. When we've been out in the main room, But personally, I don't think I've ever experienced it by myself. I think I've been with people like Pete, or I was with Rich when we did it Tuesday, the room we were investigating. You can feel the whole energy switch. And then it's a weird sort of, you know, room temperature. Suddenly you feel the chill run up your spine, mm-hmm. and you feel like the mm-hmm. charge. I don't think it's ever happened to me where I've just been me in a room doing it.
Mm-hmm.
See, my advice to the kids when we do like the colleges, or I've helped out on a lot of these ghost tours up in Fort Ontario, a lot of people come because they want to experience something. They're not doing a paranormal investigation. I mean, they get that 15-minute touch of us with the mm-hmm. spirit box or something. And sometimes when I'm on there, when that one particular spirit there, the sergeant that doesn't like me, I mean, he gives a hell of a show. But for the other groups that go through, and you feel bad because a lot of these kids will come up, they're like, I just want to see something. I just want to see. And it'll be like, why? Because of, you know, why do you want to see something? And it's not Hollywood based. It's like they've lost an aunt or a grandparent or something. Mm-hmm. And they just want their validation that everything is okay. And I tell them, I'm like, you're trying too hard. You're looking for something that's right in front of you. It's like when you lose something and you tear the entire house apart. And the one spot you don't look, it's right where you left it, right out in the open. It's that, the same with the paranormal. It's happening. You're just looking too hard for...
I fully believe that's me, because it's like those nights when you're really tired, but no matter how hard you try, you can't go to sleep. You know what I mean? To the point where your eyes are like watering and hurt, but you just can't fall asleep no matter.
Or you are a black hole and you just don't want to believe it, and there's nothing like one of our other team members.
I want to believe, and I think... I'm freaking Fox Mulder of our team.
This guy did one thing to impress the world out of me. He actually spent the night in the creepiest room in Moravia.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that.
Mike, by the way, I didn't tell you then. I haven't told you, but I will tell you now. That impressed the hell out of me. Who the hell would have the cayunes enough to sit there and, after what we witnessed that night, go back upstairs into that room and go to sleep?
You want to know what it was?
Nice going, brother. Nice going.
80% of that was the fact that, as we brought up earlier in the show, I'm a fat guy, and it was either sleep in a bed in the haunted room or sleep on the floor. That was the deciding factor. Like, the devil could have been standing in that room, and I would have taken that room because of the bed.
Isn't that the night you had your Kindle with you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no,
and,
yeah.
And you were saying, please don't, no little person come out of that, because there was wasn't there a creepy room?
Oh, yeah,
moment?
Oh, no.
There was,
yeah,
that, like,
no,
there was like a little creepy room where they kept a crib or something, you know, right on the bedroom.
And it
right
had that
bedroom.
Crazy slatted wooden
and,
floor. Yeah,
and,
no,
and that was, crazy door that creaked.
Yeah,
and,
no, trust
and
me.
And I can see Mike's going, please, no, little person come out of that room, please.
I put on a brave front. And like I said, a lot of it was the fact that it had the only bed in the place, and I wasn't
so actually,
on the floor. But once I was in there, yeah, then I was like eight again. Like, wishing I had a nightlight.
So let me ask you this question. If that door opened and there was a little person standing there, you would have, like, had a full-blown coronary on us, or
I would
like
have
a girl, or
pretty
what?
Much... I wouldn't have run downstairs. I would have just jumped out the window, and you would have found me the next day sleeping out in the camper with...
I'm not afraid of it. I would probably scream like hell. Even having been through all we've... I would... If, like, I turned around and there's a little girl, I would scream like hell. I have no doubt about it.
Like, I would like to say I'd handle it in, like, a badass paranormal. My apartment I live in, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's got activity. Like, I've experienced things there. And it was always, you know, noise. You hear footsteps walking. The old lady, I live above an old lady.
There's always an old lady.
And she says the same thing. She'll be home and she'll hear people walking around upstairs. She'll hear doors opening and closing all day. My mom smelled cigarette smoke, stuff like that. My mom doesn't smoke at all, and stuff like that. She's heard noises and voices. And one night, I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And as I was on my way back to my room, you got to walk past the doorway to my mom's room. Now, I have a little cousin that spent the night there, and he was in my mom's room. And in the morning, he got up. My mom was telling him to go out in the living room and play, and he's like, no, he's like, there's a man in the doorway, and he scares me.
Mm-hmm.
So now my mom, assuming the place is haunted and everything, already buys it. There was a man staying
there. And, of course, she looks to you because you are the paranormal investigator in the family.
So this night, it's the middle of the night. It's probably 3 in the morning. I'm on my way back to bed, and as I walk by her bedroom door, I straight up saw a guy, image of a man, a bearded man, mm-hmm. dressed in kind of like a suit, standing right in her doorway, and I lost my, I jumped, my heart like stopped, and that, so like, that's the closest I've ever come to an actual paranormal, like, and yeah, I like totally just lost it, and then like, so I jumped, I'm like, so first there was shock, then I thought it might have been her boyfriend, so then I relaxed for a second and then realized he wasn't there. So I went back to being, like, I went through, like, 30 emotions in the course of, like, 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made my way back into my room, and I closed the door, and I sit down on my bed, and then I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing? So that's when, like, the paranormal investigator kicked in, and that's when I'm like, did I just see you, you know, knock on the door, do something, show me. But, like, for a good 3 minutes, I was, like, a scared 4-year-old girl, like.
Because there's always that feeling of what's going to happen.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It's that Hollywood training. Is this thing going to really throw me through the wall?
And that's just like that Hollywood training. Because
plus,
we've
like,
seen
I don't
Hollywood
know
movies.
If I would have encountered an investigation, it would have been different, because an investigation, you were almost...
With other people.
Well, not only with other people, but you almost like build yourself up. So like you spend all night thinking, I'm going to see an apparition, I'm going to see an apparition. So if you do, you're kind of, as opposed to like walking into it in the middle of the night.
Okay, we have about 1 minute left. Is that right? We are free the next week. We're the free after pretty much this whole month. We have the Christmas holidays.
And if you're here, this is your last chance. Can you tell us your name? On that note, I guess I'm still Peter Leonard.
I'm going to always be Steve Roscoe.
For right now, I am Mike Perillo.
And thank you for tuning in to Paranormal.
Have a good night.
Stay spooky.
Investigator Radio.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.